Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hello, welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 2, Episode 29.
Wow.
Catching up with Tom.
Looks like we made it. Another your age soon, Max.
It's way past me.
What, 29?
Oh, you mean I'll be nearly 29?
Yeah,
I guess so, yeah.
You're 28.
Yeah, I'm 28, yeah.
Well done,
shit.
Dave.
Yeah, I can only shoot.
I'm joined by David Rees.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
You're good with words and numbers. Incredible.
Max Smith.
Hello there.
Whee!
Old Max. Old stinks of mold. Tried to sell him, but he couldn't be sold.
It's good, that.
Yeah. And Cameron Green.
Hey.
All right. Max is green, not with envy, but with mould.
Jesus, God, where's this come from?
The mouldy smell.
Some mould.
Cheers, Cameron.
It was the bank holiday weekend.
Yeah.
What'd you get up to, lads?
Well, I bunked off work to meet up with the family. They were up for the weekend.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great to
for
see
For Pride?
Them. For Pride, yeah.
Pride of Britain.
Yeah.
I was holding up a flag. Yeah.
I only bought my white and red one.
It was good. It was good. We actually went up the gay canal and
the gay canal, as the euphemism goes. Maybe Dad had a good time.
Dad, do you want to go down to the
eminence?
Rainbows everywhere.
When in Roman.
Are you all right there, Roman?
Try to go now, Dad.
Couldn't get in. This guy. You had to have tickets. But we just stared from afar.
Booed.
Yeah. With pitchforks.
It was nice. It was good. We just went out. We got pissed nearly every night.
Wow.
It was fantastic. We went on the electric scooters. Rid those.
Yeah. Well, I was pissed.
We did. That and my dad fell off. It was so funny. It was in the road as well.
Are you aware that's very illegal and you can lose your driving license for going on the electric scooters pissed?
Can you?
Yeah.
We weren't drunk. It was more of like a...
We were pissed off.
That's it.
We couldn't get into the gate.
That's the one.
Imagine you were being chased away by people at Pride.
Dad panicked.
Stabbed it in the road.
We got over there, my son.
No!
You just kicked him off to make it go faster.
My dad's mate was like, he's lost now. He's lost.
Leave him. He's one of them. Drag him in. To the crowd, he comes out in a vest. Join us.
Yeah, as I did bunk off work, I might be getting sacked.
Talk us through how you bunked off work, Dave.
So basically, I booked it off work, like the weekend, because obviously family are up. So
what?
Like a family, so the family. And they give it me off, and then they didn't give it me off. So.
How much notice did they give you off and then not give you off?
So they give me it off like for 2 weeks, and then the week before the week, they was like, you've got to come into work.
Not your problem then.
Exactly. So I came in.
Holidays, mate.
Exactly. Yeah. And I came in on the Thursday and I said, I'm not coming in. He said, you've got to come in. I said, what would happen if I don't come in? He said, I'll be disappointed. I was like, I can take that. And then turns out it's not just disappointment that's on the line. It's also my job. But thinking about leaving anyway.
I think my favourite part of the whole story is, you know, you just saying to your manager after he said he'd be disappointed, I don't care. Your thoughts about me mean
nothing. I'll take that. But the thing is, I come in the next day and they were still pissed off with me. And I was making jokes
about
it. Really?
Less than 24 hours?
Yeah. And I was making jokes about it.
Didn't you and your family go in when you were meant to be working and just get drunk?
Make a load of complaints.
Yeah.
Not much staff here, have you?
What's that?
Fucking hell.
Taking him time on the drinks, isn't you? Fucking take
guys,
it.
Four is way too shiny. It's burnt like the crate has not been polished. We are not happy.
So basically the manager was walking around making jokes about me not showing up, and someone made a drink wrong, and I went, oh, can't get the staff these days, can you? And she was not very happy.
Well, she can make jokes, we can't take them. That's a bit like me. Yeah. Max, what have you been up to?
Great question, Stephen.
Thank you.
Really excited to lay it all out.
Cut that down. Yeah. Anything exciting?
Psychonauts 2 came out. Been playing that.
That's insane.
Yeah, really good fun. Mm. Really good fun. Apart from that, Stephen, can't really say much. I'll probably leave it for another podcast.
Nice.
I should say I've seen Max's ensuite bathroom. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
so much going on. There was a water pistol thing.
Nice.
Like a mini one. What was that for? Is that of aftershaving? Is it like a or?
Perfume? Oh no, no.
It's like the Japanese toilets.
In a way, yeah.
Using the super just soaker on your ass. Come that, squat over that.
That'll do. I can't get the crevices.
Ready,
you know?
Aim, fire.
Papa needs his bidet.
Oh, God.
It's just for
filling up the bath.
Filling up the bath. No, yeah. Just for squirting each other with.
Yeah.
Cam. I've been getting really wound up with driving to Stoke. I don't need to do it anymore because the shift there is finished. I'm going to Manchester. But as soon as you get into Cheshire, the people that start driving on the motorway with you, it's like you're having a vehicular enema. They're like right up behind you. They're like angry doctors coming to give you a prostate exam. And like
one of them was.
I'm waving my notes out the window like, I've been sinned to! I've been round Max's, please! I've been sorted! But then it's still the whole way. It's 4 a.m. and they're flashing me. You know what I mean?
Wow, that's crass.
Yeah. Lucky.
And sticking the tinkle out the window. Yeah. I get in just a foul mood and I have to get on with doing the rest of the shift.
The news is just a lot of dickhead drivers on the road.
Pretty much, yeah. But yeah, apart from that, nothing to report with me.
Fair enough. I've been driving too.
Nice.
I've yet to crash. So.
Oh, you got your new car, didn't you?
Yeah, it's going really well. Ah. Really well.
Where'd you park it?
In the building.
Oh God!
Yeah. just in the reception bit.
Just in my allotted car parking space.
It's automatic, so all I have to do is put my foot on the accelerator and brake. Not at the same time, as I've learned. But it's dead easy.
Do you like automatic?
Yeah, it's very
easy. Hate automatic with a passion.
It's just dead easy, Dave.
Yeah. Well, I feel this hand feels useless. Like, because usually I rest it on the gear stick.
You still can.
I suppose. But then again, Jenna's car, right? With my old car, you had to put the brake all the way down to actually feel anything.
Right.
Got quite dangerous.
To actually feel it.
With Jenna's car, it's like the slightest touch and you brake. So the whole time on the motorway, I was going like this. Well, when I need a break, not just for fun.
Yeah, but, Sub-chief, put your wheelie away. I'm enjoying my drive.
What else have we been up to?
Yeah, what about yourself, Steve?
Got a niece.
Oh, you got a niece! Yay! Nice. One of each.
My nephew Leon. He's just into life with a sister.
Mm.
He's every time he comes close to her, I'm not sure whether he's going to hit her or be gentle with her. Just because you know, single children becoming siblings. Imagine, Cam, when you became a sibling, maybe there was that little period where you were like, no, my breast.
At 16.
I had to grow my own.
Months of watering. Get the sun lamp on it.
It's a montage of you in a lab coat with the nipples cut out.
Pouring chemicals on them.
I'd just do what you did if I'd have thought ahead and said, This hand doesn't feel anything. So, say everyone had to just crack my sister around the head when I was younger and say, why'd you do that? I go, it's the demon hand.
It's the demon hand.
It's the devil hand.
What's the angel hand doing?
He's just looking after the girls.
He's giving one important job.
That's Professor Hand to you.
Cameron's not well.
No.
No. Nice. Yeah,
what I couldn't believe was, like, when I saw the pictures, looked like quite a big baby. I think she was £8. £8 4 ounces.
That's cheap.
She came out of my sister. It was not bought. and then when I actually saw her in person, it was tiny. It was ridiculous. Yeah. I was like,
looking for a microscope.
Humans could be that small.
Yeah. Imagine.
Bless her. No. Yeah. How old is she? What's her name?
Ruby.
Ruby. Nice.
Which is a name that I wanted for my kids, but
had to steal it.
Bit spiteful.
Yeah.
Whatever.
She's always going to get that song sung to her.
Yeah, by the Kaz Chiefs. Yeah.
I don't know. It'll be a different generation now.
Yeah.
Less dead kids around.
Old.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all about...
AJ Tracy in it.
Yeah, he's a Skrillex.
Yeah.
I remember when my cousin Bangarang was born.
We all said that's a terrible idea. It's a timeless classic.
Happy birthday.
I ever tell you the story about I danced to the song Bangarang?
You have, Dave.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
Were you in the car?
Pile up on the M6.
Looks like he's got a semen. Keep flashing.
techno.
Michael Gove, a funny video going around, was seen dancing in an Aberdeen nightclub by himself.
Oh. Is he in a full suit as well?
Yeah, full suit.
After a hard day's work.
Been powdering his nose, it seems.
A lot.
We probably paid for that. Expenses.
Yeah, true.
But Mr. Bean was trending, I think, on Sunday or Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was dancing just... It's so painful. It's like, do you know what, it's all like Ryan Locke and Ibiza, the way each limb was moving independently. There's no rhythm. It's just like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Just imagine seeing him on his own. Have you ever gone out on your own?
No.
Right. I did. Well, no, I knew I was meeting people. But yeah. I actually went on my own.
Okay.
I had to get so drunk just to go out on my own.
Yeah.
He must have been. Coked up to the eyeballs, allegedly.
Going to the pub on your own, I did it recently. It's not quite sad as on its own.
No, it's equal.
And
that's depressing.
Okay. Oh, man.
I mean, that's sad in a different way.
Yeah.
Why didn't you go clubbing with her, Michael Gove?
Oh, he did invite me, but
he refused to use that beer app Dave uses. Brought him
right
a lager
off.
Over that wasn't full of dirty needles, and Dave was like, "Too smooth." And then he forced it down Michael Gove's neck.
It was,
and that's why he was so pissed enough to go out by himself.
Wow!
You said he wouldn't leak this to the news, but
he wanted to leak. So I think he's got a wife. I'm not sure. Probably won't last long when she watches that video. That's just so weird.
That's the man I fell in love with.
Wasn't he like the education secretary or something like that?
Literally, I don't know anything about it.
I think he was in charge of what we got taught. Yeah, I could be wrong, but I think he was in charge of we could only learn or read books by English authors at school. Yeah, that became a thing.
Do you remember when he changed the PE curriculum so it was all interpretive dance as well? That was a very brave move on his behalf, which I think is paying off. Fair play to him.
And webcams in the changing rooms.
He's not
only
stupid.
I can see.
I need to see if they're dancing.
Because I'm dancing in my trousers right now.
Yeah, that's weird, that.
Yeah.
Jake Paul beat Tyron Woodley.
Yeah. Do you know what? I will honestly put my hands up now and say the boy can
hit me, Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Pussy.
Didn't he get battered in the eighth round or something and managed to stay on his feet?
Fourth. Yeah.
I didn't watch the thing. I'd rather watch two Michael Goves just swing their arms at each other than watch that fucking tool.
What you don't see on the other side of that video is Jake Paul just punching Michael Goves. What we thought was shit dancing was the greatest offensive
masterclass. The Mayweather of Aberdeen. Look like a butterfly, sing like a bee, like a goat.
In other news, festivals were all over the place at the weekend.
Last weekend,
KSI performed Reading and Leeds.
Yep.
What was funny was how crazy the crowd was going for like the Sidemen. And then you could put it to US festivals where there'll be like a big act on and they'll be barely be given anything. Like the crowd would be pretty dead. Imagine in the US. Kellogg's!
No way! I saw the when KSI is doing, is it Lamborghini or something?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the whole crowd starts doing it with him. But when he starts talking, the auto tunes so out of sync with the rest of him. He's like, Lamborghini.
He said the BBC put auto tune on it. So when he's just talking, it's ridiculous. And then he showed the actual footage and it sounds normal. BBC.
Oh, wow. So this one from a 1975 gig back in the day where a fight happens. Mm. And then Matt Healy goes like, hey, no fucking fight. My gig.
Michael Gove said, fuck off.
Nothing can hit me. Try and stop me.
All the security is like fucking Neo in the Matrix. Doing flying around. He's the one. I'll be making cuts tonight. And
yeah, you give them the blame. Sticking with the music theme, Kanye West brought out his new album, much anticipated, Donda. Yeah.
Any good?
No. As someone who loves Kanye West and loved all his big bops, I went through it. I was like,
he's really only brought it out so Steve has a name for his child now that Ruby's been taken.
Donda.
Is he still on his?
I just call it Gold again. named after its mum,
featuring Jamie Foxx.
Middle name featuring
Jamie Foxx's feet.
Imagine Jamie Foxx's feet.
Size 10 feet. There's heavy toes in.
He's got your eyes and Jamie Foxx's feet
and a gold tooth.
And a black skinhead. Different song, you're too stupid to get it. Whatever.
Is he still on his Christian?
Yeah, too many songs are out. God, if there is a God, he wouldn't be making shit music like that. I tweeted some saying Stevie Wonder's Dartboard has more hits than Kanye's album. And the backlash I got.
Really?
I tweeted some
you tweet awful stuff.
Yeah. But the most backlash I've got is from people going, what? LL, you don't know music, that sort of thing. Just because your dad buys you Yeezys doesn't mean it's good. Grow up.
Pipe down. People, eh?
Sticking with the music theme again.
Oh.
James Corden was in LA in the middle of a street doing one of his, what's it called? Cross.
It's a flash mob?
Flash mob, yeah.
Well, yeah, for Cinderella.
He's got a name for it. Basically, people. It's at a traffic stop, yeah. And people stop in the street and then. Him, Camille Cabello, and all the
Wait,
people
it's real?
Performing.
Yeah. This is not the first time he's done it either.
Oh, that's awful.
So that was someone who was filming from their perspective, and James Corden's just there looking awkward.
He's hit for us, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's awful. That, I didn't realise it was real. I thought it was like a stupid.
So, you know, in the video, James Corden's dressed like a rat.
Yeah.
Apparently, months and months ago, he attended a conference to advocate for writers of late night TV to be paid less, to have like a wage reduction. So now for him to be dressed in public as a rat stopping traffic,
why would you do that to the writers, the people that can that's ridiculous.
What did you really
that would be
Welcome to my show. I smell like poo poo.
I'm a massive twat.
That is ridiculous.
Nibble, nibble, give me some cheese. Please.
I'm Widow James Corden. Welcome to the show.
Do I really have to do this every single week?
It's me, Tits McGee.
James. It was nice that they let me host it for us.
You're making it about you, Cam. Just
Just like the comment.
God,
yeah.
They have you down to a T.
I was making a callback about my mutant boobies.
It's not actually me. They're doing the talking and I'm a ventriloquist's puppet.
I love that in the X-Men.
That's why I put the mic in. Maybe give me a spot mic in it.
In other news as well, God, busy week. The crate challenge is probably dead now. If you've not seen the crate challenge, it's where people stack up the crates and then they try and climb up them. Some of the injuries from that is dangerous.
Seen the bloke just broke his arm, but from there, like this part, and it was just hanging. Oh, no, disgusting.
I saw a tweet and it sums up perfectly. It's like when you fall down, it's not just a straight fall.
Yeah.
Like you're flipping around, you're doing backflips because of the way it tumbles down.
Yeah. And you land on the crate a lot.
You land on anything, so...
And there's a lot of videos where someone gets to the highest point and then some knobhead just comes along and boots it.
Is that baby got Jamie Foxx's foot?
That's mad. That's awful, that.
Yeah.
It's something I'd like to give a go.
I think that would be a great TikTok,
Dave. Yeah. Oh. There we go, that's the next one.
You get to the top and Jenna just pushes.
Would you rather be a vampire or turn into a werewolf whenever you like?
If you can tell me the Lucas, then I'd be quite surprised, to be honest. That's right, it's time for Dave to shut up. If only we had a would you rather question later.
He's having flashbacks to the weekend because that segue was so quick.
Right, so... Hey,
that was a real joke. That man there.
Oh, yeah, it was for me. Hey. Oh, wow. I thought we were just clapping the segment.
Oh, no, God, no.
Was it America? No. So I found one story, but then I saw this one. I was like, I need to do this one. Childish restaurant boss farted. And wafted disgusting smell towards furious waiter.
It's TGI, it's a man. It's just got a plan. Please.
Planning my revenge.
Are you disappointed?
To be fair, you would have a reason to be off the next day.
Exactly.
I'm going to go with... Oh, that sounds like the behaviour of somebody who speaks English. Australia.
I'm going to go out there and go Spain. Okay, tapas.
That's quite a good guess.
A tapas restaurant.
Yeah, I'll go Scotland.
Smelly ass restaurant.
It's England. London. Basically, a waiter has won a claim of unfair dismissal
from his arse.
After his childish boss farted and grinned whilst wafting the smell towards him in front of customers.
The grin's what's done it for him. No accident there.
Can't get away with that.
The manager also repeatedly burped in his face.
Fucking hell.
And asked him whether he would like to see a picture of his poo. The owner claimed this was just his childish sense of humour, but, you know, no one's buying that.
I've seen stars, it was brilliant.
Reports say he suffers from some, illness, which causes him to have excessive gas. And he explained this condition means he cannot control when he burps or breaks wind.
Must be his own business, because there's no way he's getting promoted.
Fucking grin. Well, how's he explained that he'd want to see a picture of my poo?
Come here a minute, I want to count your till. Tapping his fingers.
Apparently this guy just talks about his bowel movements and stuff like that.
That's what my nephew's doing at the moment. Everything's poo.
And they're a manager at a restaurant.
Not anymore, fortunately.
It's about the Tom Cruise situation. Right, where he's filming over here for Mission Impossible, in Birmingham, his £100,000 car got stolen in Birmingham City.
I have to get the clues now.
He's apparently done 10,000 motorcycle jumps in a year to prepare for this role.
Only
surely
gonna do
that's
one role.
Impossible.
How much of a stunt?
Stick him on some crates.
Imagine that.
He's getting away through the back of a bar. Get it seems. He's on the milk float now.
The antidote, it's up there.
He's going 10 miles an hour, and the baddies are running 9.5 miles an hour. Come on, punch it.
Manscaped time, yeah. Ooh. Speaking of Tom Cruise, who famously can't grow pubes.
Yeah.
But for those that can, get on this. Autumn is in the air. The pumpkins are in the patch. And our friends at Manscaped are here to make sure you don't carve your pants.
Oh.
You don't carve your pants, pumpkins, when you're grooming. That is the biggest stretch. What's autumnal and a bit like genitalia?
They're big and orange.
Yeah, will do. Don't carve them. Halloweener, you could have said something like that. I don't write this. Nah. Make sure you're keeping things fresh this fall with the leaders in male grooming and their brand new fourth generation performance package. Join the 2 million men worldwide using Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code STP20. The new Performance Package 4.0 includes the new Lawnmower 4.0. If you're looking to cozy up this fall, this trimmer is essential. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. You're in the shower, you're in the bath, your partner's squirting you with a water gun. Never fear, it's waterproof. What's that? You're at the local swimming baths? Cameron, you can shave your pubes risk free.
That is insane.
I think there's some unforeseen risks in shaving your pubes at the swimming baths.
No.
Off the diving board.
Brand deal. Seal the deal. Seals aren't really autumnal. That doesn't work.
Or hairy.
Yeah. Well, no, very true. Thanks to Manscaped, I guess. Yeah. You don't see that on a, you know, Antarctic planet or wherever they're from.
You do hear David Attenborough shaving his testes, though.
Yeah.
If you listen really closely.
I think he's losing it, to be honest.
I thought that was just him humming at first. But.
Then after trimming the pumpkin patch, that's still a thing, and whacking the leaves. Yeah, because we're always just whacking leaves in autumn.
Don't
get rid of them, just swat the shit out of them. What's Michael Gove doing in the front garden? Give him a ten, it'll wet the leaves. Yeah. Manscaped even throw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0. The Manscaped boxers, which are very comfy. And the Shed Travel Bag. Get comfy on the home and on the go this season. Get 20% off and free shipping with code STP20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code STP at manscaped.com. Make your balls a priority this fall. Ever fell on your balls?
No. I fell on a log. That hit my balls.
It's not that big, Dave.
Slipped.
It's now time to do some wacky questions.
What are some low-cost first date ideas?
KFC.
What if they're...
Get two water pistols.
Health conscious or don't know what you're eating, chicken.
True.
It's only cheap because you bought your own and not them.
Mackie's breakfast the day after a night out, you're laughing.
But that's not a first date, is it?
Could be.
Right.
Well, cinema's not really cheap, is it?
Annabelle's never felt more secure.
We went when we went out to Manchester. We went past a Wetherspoons, and I was like, "Should we go in here?" She's like, "A Wetherspoons." And I was like, "Oh,
I probably got it."
Oh, like I love spoons.
Yeah. Totally dipped. Lab goes back on. See you now.
I like how your date ideas are just doing a mukbang in front of someone.
So it's got to be cheap.
Cheap. What we're saying cheap is under tenner.
Oh, down at the penny arcades.
Okay. Yeah.
That is arcade is brilliant. Isn't a bad show. Yeah. You can have fun there.
Still got it, baby.
Still got the pennies. He jingles around, his pants fall down.
He's just weighing me down.
To it.
All my wages have been put into these pennies.
I just need someone over 18 to come to this fucking penny arcade. I'm swinging a sock for the penny now. Hey, ladies.
Oh, fuck, it's all contactless now anyway.
If you don't fucking sink this basket and get those tickets, you're in big fucking trouble. Papa wants that lollipop.
I've Doug does
Max
it.
Does.
Calls himself Papa in third person all the time.
I just buy a lollipop.
Yeah, yeah, that ruins the fun.
It does.
That spoils
does.
The fun.
I guess if you live near the coast, you could take a boat out there. Actually, quite cheap. Yeah. Like for an hour.
That sounds like the start of an ITV mystery drama.
David Tennant's in the back as well. What are we going on here, are we? Only two of us, we're on that tent.
The zoo? That's quite cheap, isn't it?
That's a zoo, though.
Can be expensive.
I get, yeah, quid. Again, it's one of those questions. Depends where you live.
Yeah.
Just bunk into Alton Towers.
Yeah.
It's cheap.
Yeah. Would not surprise me if you met Jenna at the zoo. Like, she was walking past one of the exhibits. Yes.
I'll take that one. It was you.
Now, how do I eat this banana, then?
The simplest thing.
Do I take the skin off?
Oh, you would eat it with the skin on, wouldn't you?
I would, yeah. If no one taught me.
No nutrients.
Yeah.
Monkeys eat bananas.
Yeah, true, exactly.
They do. The seeds in the bottom.
Oh, for you, they shove out their ass.
Comes out their mouth.
Okay, suppository.
That's sick.
Oh, what about picnic?
Yeah.
Picnic's
nice, yeah.
Yeah, quite a nice day out. Tesco meal deal.
Museum.
Yeah. Museum, yeah.
The three, notoriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That, although, can be boring.
Yeah.
Depends on the museum.
Unless, yeah.
What's a good museum, then?
The Catalyst Museum.
What's
in
that?
Widnes.
A list of cats.
It's a cat. Back
honestly.
Top cat? Not even
Come
pictures.
Look at the top cat exhibit. All in a list.
Yeah, it's not even pictures.
Just a big room with a list.
Get a picture with Garfield.
Just Garfield's name.
Yeah. Garfield's list.
You try and make it sexy.
It's Liam, is it Liam Neeson? Yeah. Liam Neeson sat.
I hate Mondays.
Is there a chair museum? Where's that?
It's a museum for pencil museum.
Pencil museum, yeah. Museum, yeah.
Anything you can think of, there's gonna
be. You'll be the only one with lead.
There's a war museum in Salford Keys. That's really good. That's,
I guarantee. Good, yeah. There's probably a museum somewhere.
Yeah, it won't surprise me.
Oh, this is the
war museum.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
That's not sexy. Nah.
The war museum's class. You go in and it's like, every half hour, there's an exhibit that's like what it was like in the Blitz.
Yeah.
So
like,
all the
like
lights go off, and then all the sounds really loud, and it's like bombs are going off around you.
A couple of Nazis coming. Yeah.
Fucking hell! That's not romantic.
You wake up and someone in the room's been blown to bits.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, Doctor Love.
For me.
Let's they killed Doctor Love.
Let's see what rations we're having for our picnic now. Oh, stale
put
bread.
Put your gas mask on.
You know, you're saying all this. That's I'd do that.
The Catalyst Museum.
I don't want to date you, Max. Yeah. I don't want to date you. Boring fucking date.
What would you do
know
then?
What the Catalyst Museum's about. I'll
I
take
suggested
you.
A
laugh.
Boat.
A boat. Boats can seem dangerous.
War museum.
He's got a point. There's so much to see on a boat that you can't see a museum. You
that's
know,
so
you've got
true. Water.
Sea.
The sea.
The sea.
You get to me. Water me.
Well, I think I love you.
Let's read about evacuation. Oh, you want to evacuate now from this fucking shit date? Losers.
You haven't even let me finish, but the Catalyst Museum is
because
well,
I'm bored. Yeah. I'm doing it better than this is at this point.
Like interactive exhibits, they're all about science and shit.
I'm not bored about science.
You know, there's like a big giant electric ball,
Max,
and you touch
there,
it, and the electrical goes around.
Oh,
you feel like
yeah,
Palpatine.
Yeah.
Why is it saying big electric ball?
Yeah. Do you know what I've been to? Oh, I've been to a. We went to a space one in Leicester. Now that was sick. Right, saw NHS and NASA and that.
NHS in space.
NASA.
You could.
No wonder they got no.
Just giving a jab.
We can't cure your COVID, but we've got this fucking rocket out back. We can send you to the moon.
Richard Branson's got a cold. Let's go check on him.
We're sending AIDS to outer space, baby.
What?
Sending AIDS.
Genuinely, sounds like some sort of Dr. Evil.
Yeah, yeah. We've sent it to the one place it's never written.
Oh, mate.
Other ideas, you could go to a graveyard and look at your relationship.
Yeah.
Some fun ones could be something up your street, Dave, not literally, but a trampoline park.
Oh, yes, I do love a trampoline
watch
park.
Watch the tits go up and down. I'll just sit here.
Yeah. Putting a like, camping chair out, beer in hand.
What else could you do? Cinema's boring.
I go for a walk.
Historical walks. Like, there's a place called Peak.
Peak District.
Blinders. It's in Bolton. It's on a hill. Oh, I can't remember.
Big Hill in Bolton.
Something called Peak, I want to say.
That's Peak.
Date sounds Peak, yeah.
That's a cool place.
You go to the Trafford Centre and pose around.
Yeah. Oh, look at me.
You know what? If you've got any ideas, write them in the comments.
Yeah?
Yeah, good idea. Thank you.
Shopping.
Here we go. A little dilemma one.
Okay. Right.
An 8-month pregnant woman and an 80-year-old elderly woman ask you for your bus seat at the same time. Who do you give your seat up to?
I've got two knees, ladies.
Rock, paper, scissors.
No scissors.
Either you want a cheap date.
I'd probably go for the older woman, to be honest.
Fuck that.
Pregnant lady. Job.
Fuck
pregnant
the lady. Old woman.
Oh,
who are you? Oh. Who are you?
Was that on the table? I didn't know that.
The comedian. He never said bus rides in the last question.
Yeah,
you know this bus isn't automatic?
I'd say the pregnant lady. Cause
pregnant
she's,
woman.
Yeah.
No two ways about it.
You could offer it to both of them and let them decide between themselves.
No.
What's that
no,
bit
no.
in The Dark Knight where he snaps the snooker cue into it?
Yeah.
He's going to fight for it. Fire.
There's like pregnant women are massive. It's it must be so uncomfortable to just get around.
Yeah. It's gotta be the pregnant woman.
Yeah,
because realistically, if anything happens, you know, she's carrying
two lives.
Two.
Yeah,
true.
The old woman's had her life.
She's carrying for
if
two.
Anything, she's on borrowed time.
Just do
I'd push the old woman off the bus.
They're even asking,
I'm on the opposite end. I quite like old people.
I love old folk.
Yeah, same.
Working in the.
That's because you date them in the fucking war museum.
There they am, Cameron. That's me being evacuated.
Colostomy bag's full. Change it, Cameron.
You reference colostomy bags so often.
Snog, marry, kill. The old woman, the mum, and the unborn.
She's
killing
the
old woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to marry the fetus.
Yeah. Really?
And snog but how am I going to snog a fetus?
See, that's the thing.
Kiss the belly. There's a trick to that.
Yeah.
Well, if we do that, then
Kiss
the belly.
Yeah. And then marry the bum. Yeah.
Nice one. We're laughing.
Yeah.
We're laughing whilst we're doing it, they're probably going to kick us off the bus.
Maniacally. You think you can get off this bus
without
kissing my baby? You're dead wrong.
Is this a trick question? They're all the same person.
But the thing is, how are you going to know they're pregnant? Because I always find sometimes quite.
No, it's big. So like.
I suppose with fat people, they've got fat arms as well, haven't they?
Yeah, fuck that. So. Right? Stop looking at me.
Imagine when they get off the bus and go, by the way, I just ate a baby.
Walk away.
I and I didn't love. Chew.
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh, yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Thank you. Cameron, you are a detective, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
This week's item is a boomerang.
Very nice. Was that some sort of gecko?
Yeah.
It says made in Australia.
Hand-painted by Aboriginal families, Murrawalka creations in old Australia. Dave, I think we'll start with you today.
Yeah? Liar! Liar, scumbag!
Hey, what's it say on there?
It's my genius.
Where did you pick this up from? Did you get it from Australia?
I didn't pick it up. Basically, my dad went on holiday before I was born. He didn't know my mum was pregnant.
Just this when he lies.
Yeah. Didn't know my mum was pregnant. So he went off to Australia for 6 weeks. And then she phoned him up and said, I'm pregnant. And he come back with this as a gift.
As a gift?
For me.
You sure he didn't think he was buying a coat hanger or something? Yeah, that was an abortion joke for you there. An Aboriginal abortion joke for you there. Right then.
I bought that joke.
So how old would that make this then? 23?
It would have been 23. 23 years, yeah.
Okay. Where does it live in your house?
It lives in my dad's room. In our house, it was a bungalow, but they converted it to an upstairs. So the roof is their room, so it sits like that. And on the windows, they've got flat surface.
Yeah. Oh, right, nice one.
Above.
Okay. Does he know how to use it? Have you ever tried to master?
It's more of an ornament than anything.
Do you know if it can fly?
Oh, I assume so. It's a boomerang, so...
There you go. There's a jerk in there somewhere.
When you test it in the room.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, they take him. You need a massive space to try him.
I think it's more of a...
Really? I thought you could just do that.
Gee, you're being really nasty.
Right, go on. Go on then, nasty man, granny killer.
This is my boomerang that I got many years ago. I reckon probably... How old am I? Probably like 18 years ago at least.
Okay. You go to Australia, did you?
No.
Oh, right, okay.
It was... I think my mum's friend got it for me.
Okay.
Nice.
So these are all people who've gone to Australia and think of anything they could bring back, they'll bring back a boomerang, because it's classically Australian.
Yeah, and something a young boy would want.
Mm. I mean, this is the height of Crocodile Dundee fever. So I'm surprised no one's going to come
Doctor
back
knows
with
that.
A big machete or Crocodile Dundee fever. Yeah. Walking around being cute. This isn't a knife!
You're not wrong.
No. Does it work?
Sort of. I don't think I had the technique, but I did it on Queen's Park, yeah, if you'll know. And I threw it round... And it
probably in the front page of the Star if you were going doing that.
And it didn't really come back, not enough. It comes a bit back. You can start to see it doing it, but I don't have the technique.
Right.
So in the throw, isn't it? I suppose. Yeah.
It would be. Yeah.
In the way you stand. Still,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, is it?
Okay, Max.
Hello.
Is this yours?
It is. 100%. It is mine. I actually got this from school when we did a crossover thing with a school in Australia. Right. Well, it was called like a transfer sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So one of their teachers came over here. Yeah, they threw it over here.
Any minute now, I'm just going to...
That's so alive. Here comes mine.
15 years. Don't know what that voice was. So this was something they gave us. I won it because I was the best boy. And they got something of ours. I think it was a sort of medal.
The best boy.
Like best boy, little boy, best boy, best little best boy little in the boy. Town.
Like. In the town?
I had little shoes on, I had a little shirt, little trousers, and they went, he's a good boy, here's a fucking boomerang.
So this school that you did the exchange with,
yeah.
Have you accepted best just... boy? Best little boy?
Or little BB boy. Hey!
I could picture him being best little boy. He's the prom king, after all.
I'm a little
so at this point.
No.
Yeah, but this, you know, this is part of his origin story. Yeah. The school that you had the exchange with, was it just like a...
St. Anne's Primary School.
Right, okay. And what, the medal that you gave them as well?
Yeah, sort of like a bust of, like, I don't know, like...
I'm about to bust all these lies wide open.
Bust it, no.
Why did you look at us two when you said that?
Yeah.
Nah, because I think you're lying and you're lying and Steve's telling the truth on this one, I think.
Cameron, well done.
That was all in the logic of I didn't think it'd be Dave to win again after you were so vociferously.
Yeah.
I don't think it got to you that much, did it?
No, I think that the viewers voted 2/3 in my favour.
You know, there's a switch played in that.
Don't worry, the only switch will be Ryan in your seat. Just a reflection.
Well, it's been fun. I've lasted 2 seasons.
Hey, one and a half.
Five from TGI's in 1 week.
It's been a good week.
But to be fair, you didn't lie that. Well, you did lie that. But I had to. Well done. It's now time for the viewers' most embarrassing stories. Are we going to play with that? Piccadilly Gardens later.
Oh, yeah, can do.
It's from a lady named Francesca.
Oh,
nice name.
Who wishes to remain anonymous. Again.
You know, she said at the bottom, keep me anonymous or not. So I'm gonna not do that. During Freshers' Week at uni, I drank so much that I tore my stomach lining and was advised by a doctor not to drink for 2 months. Mm-hmm. I thought this made sense, but I still wanted to get drunk. So I came up with a solution to be drunk without drinking. I soaked a tampon in cheap vodka and put it in my vag. It didn't really work, and I ended up drinking that night anyway. Fast forward a few weeks, and my friends had posted the story of this event on the uni's confessions page. Eventually, this story got spread around the uni, and my name was often not omitted from the story. Recently, I met someone for the first time, and one of the first things he said to me was, "You're vodka tampon girl." So I guess that's my legacy now. Wow, thank you, Francesca.
I'd own it.
For opening up for the first time.
That actually did happen to me, didn't it? I got,
Yours was rum up your bum.
Gastritis.
Just
gastritis, all your stomach lining.
Just gastro, it's nothing.
He said, don't smoke, don't drink. But what else is there to life?
Well, what's the point of living?
Yeah.
Fresh air, museums, mate.
Yeah, that's it, baby. I feel like the fresh air at the war museum.
Yeah, exactly.
this is air raid air.
See me in that gas mask. That's it.
Asbestos.
Yeah. Asbestos museum. God, grim, innit?
She's probably giving herself thrush by doing that.
Well, it's vodka, so it's... It'd clean you out, really, wouldn't it?
Isn't that expensive?
So miserable.
Just comes in and just takes me.
But yeah.
So you need to know.
Yeah, Dave, I'm on edge of you.
Yeah, mate, I'm all the way.
I really need something to calm me down.
Fucking hell, I hate this segment.
Hey, Max, what are you doing? You look stressed for some reason, Max.
I think I went for a walk this week.
That Tampax is kicking in.
It's a string of them. Went for a walk.
I'm out in blood for some reason.
Give me another shot.
Fine.
Oh, I love that. It's a row of seats, just with little tampon sticking out.
We're about to get crunk.
So, Bill, how are you doing? Dave with his beer app.
Just smooth enough.
It's a proper ring stinger, this one.
Leg shaking.
I went for a walk.
Is it going to involve farting? Grow up. Fucking grow up. Bored of this shit, mate. Right. Predicted from the start, you know.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
Yeah, the reason I turn off.
Yeah, shame.
Oh, the sun is hot and I am hotter. What a beautiful day to be alive. Oh, egads. This wind's just blown a fiver into my hand. What joy. Oh boy, what's that noise? Oh God, it's an earthquake. Run everyone, run! Oh, the humanity. Wait, that smell. Who could that belong to?
You know me.
Oh, Cameron. Lol. These losers just can't take a joke, can they? Let's get out of here, Cameron. You know what, Cameron? Why walk? Let me hop in your back quick. And here, eat this piece of onion. We're flying, Cameron. We're flying. Woohoo! Faster, Cameron. Faster. No, it's too powerful, Cameron. I'm slipping. Owie, my leg. I need an ambulance. Take me to the hospital quick, driver. We only have minutes before I sustain a serious injury. Driver, why have you stopped? I'm in so much pain. Let's get God, no. I can't go like this. I'll give you this fiver to get this fat guy off the road. Hey, why have you driven onto the pavement and taken my fiver? I said I'd give you that if you got the fat guy off the road. Who even are you?
Hello.
No.
Max, another traumatic week for you.
Yeah. And everyone listening.
Meeting James Corden.
Yeah.
Kind of been fun.
Jeez Louise.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, Stephen's gone.
Oh. Where's he gone?
He's gone for a drink, honey.
Oh,
he needs
he?
Help.
Oh.
Are you going to shove it up his bum?
Seriously, needs help.
Reckon?
Well, yeah, I mean.
Or is he here?
Maybe he did.
Yeah. Oh.
Who's this?
Oh.
Howdy, y'all.
Oh, hello.
This is weird. Hello. Oh,
hello. Love your hair.
Yeah, very
thank
nice.
Thank you.
What's your name, Paul?
Let me tell you that. My name is Eileen Dover.
Eileen Dover.
So, why are you here, Eileen?
I'm a children's TV presenter trying to branch out to adult movies, of course.
How did you get into kids' TV?
I snuck through the back, y'all. I creeped down set and they said, hey, who's this character? I said, it's Eileen Dover, y'all. And it just stuck.
You're not wanting to blow Peter, are you?
Hey!
Oh!
Hey?
Peter lost his penis in the war. No better.
Oh, that's who that was.
Yeah, yeah. Go to the museum.
It's already blue.
Educate yourself, sir.
Yeah. I told him we shouldn't have gone to the war museum on a first date.
Exactly. Yeah,
He's on horny, dude.
Eileen, so what made you want to transfer into the adult industry?
I was part of CBBC, but I always preferred the BBC.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Eileen, how do you think we can help you today?
I think your audience is very much the kind of demographic I want.
Right, okay.
Well, like young...
What's that supposed to mean?
Teenagers. That you're...
Adult males. Idiot. Yeah. I think they see me and they go, oh, I want a slice of that cake with all the cream inside. I don't wash.
Porn is such a wide variety of content to choose from. What's your... Do you do everything or are you specialise in one thing or another?
I'm a cook.
What?
A cook.
Oh.
A cook, as in food.
No, dummy. Is it not? I just sit there and watch my partner getting pumped.
It's a real shame that Tom isn't here today because he could really have helped with that. Yeah. Famously a good cook.
Well, you don't want two people just watching.
Yeah, true.
You know.
So you watch your husband shag another woman?
I don't have a husband.
Oh.
I have a partner.
Oh, you watch your partner.
Howdy, I've never
partner.
Done it. I just imagine myself quite good. I can sit there.
What you could do is if you get two cameras, you could have one camera on you watching, and the other camera could just be on you whilst you're doing arts and crafts.
My God.
Both at the same time?
My God, you're not as dumb as you look.
No, me. Big boy brain.
So, Eileen, have your plans changed today since you came in at all?
A little bit. This son of a bitch, Max, over here, he put my eyes onto this new career for me.
So
combining
much,
kids' TV with porn. Nobody's done it before.
While you're here, can you tell us some of the phrases you've used down south? A couple of the famous catchphrases?
From kids' TV or porn?
Either or.
Yeah.
Let's start with kids'
see if we can guess which one's the kid
and
which
amazing.
One's
that's
the porn.
Incredible.
Okay. Now it's finished, we need to wash our hands.
I'm going to go for the kids.
Yeah.
Because of the arts and crafts, that's what I'm thinking.
I'll go for the porn.
Both.
Yeah, it was kids' TV.
Yeah. Yes.
He's got some skeletons.
Yes.
And himself.
Are there any that are more, you know, southerny?
I've been itching for a cock in my fanny.
Yeah, but fanny means something different in America.
It means arse.
Oh, God.
It means bum and a cock. It could be a cockerel, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm still thinking kids.
That could be a kids' TV show thing, yeah.
Actually, I'm going to go porn. I'm going to stick with the safe one.
Well, I've got both, apparently.
It was technically kids TV due to a terrible error. I didn't know I was magged up still. I was in the bathroom making a contact in the porn industry. I do apologize if y'all wasn't.
Did you get sacked because of that, or was it just like a pass off the thing? Or?
We passed it off.
Oh, right. Good.
Kids are understanding.
Yeah. I reckon one more just to equal it out, because we're all on the same points now.
Fuck.
Kids. You are switched on.
That's true enough.
Before we let you go, I suppose, let's get this out of the way. Max has told me he wants to get into porn. When you start bouncing uglies?
What do you mean?
Bumping uglies.
Bumping uglies, we call it. Not bouncing uglies. Idiot.
They want a trampoline.
They're the people.
That's not...
That's the policy at the doors of the nightclubs. You're not coming in, ugly. Stupid ugly bitch. You ain't coming in here. I don't care if you work on kids' TV. You ain't coming in, ugly bitch.
You okay, Eileen?
You're right.
Oh, Eileen, where are you going? We miss you. Eileen. Ooh. Come on, Eileen.
Kind of disturbed character, yeah?
Yeah, very sad, I think.
Like, oh, here we go, rummy bummy.
Oh, hello.
Took that tampon out your...
How dare you?
That's what you said you were going doing?
Yeah.
I didn't say
you
anything.
You walked out of here looking like a Woody puppet from Toy Story with a big string out your ass.
I was in a snake in my boot. Tampon in my ass. That's catchy.
Yeah,
I suppose. True.
But, you know, Toy Story 5 could go down that route.
Yeah, once more.
It'd be funny if they sort of combined a kids' TV show sort of thing with sort of porn.
Yeah, that would be weird.
What sort of toys would it be?
Yeah. It'd be like a rabbit.
You mention that. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it'd be worth more than 2 minutes of our time to talk about it. Let's move on to everyone's... Oh, where's it gone? Oh, we don't have a jingle, do we? It's Dave's segment.
It's Dave's segment. Dave's segment. Gotta get those Dave's rays.
He's reviewing.
It's see what he's doing there.
Dave, what are you reviewing this?
This week I'm reviewing how to take money from the bank. Like, extract money from the bank.
Wow.
You know, quite an easy task. So hopefully it could all go down quite well this time. So, hello everyone and welcome to a Dave's Rays Reviews. In today's episode, I'm going to be showing you how to withdraw money from a bank. First things first is you'll need a debit card and or a credit card. Secondly, you'll need a form of ID, passport, a driving licence, a provisional, a national insurance, anything to show who you are. Thirdly, you'll need to locate a bank. I personally shop with Halifax, so I'll find my local Halifax store. You know, I find it a bit rude if you walk into a NatWest or something using a Halifax card and asking to withdraw money. You know, it's like going into a McDonald's with a Burger King. You know, it's just outrageous. You wouldn't do it. So once you've founded your location, so me being a Halifax in my local town, Sittingbourne, so I'm just going to walk in. Oh, and you'll see someone at the front desk. You'll go to the front desk and you'll ask them, oh, hello there, darling. You look lovely this evening. Hello there. What can I do for you on this fine sunny afternoon? Yes, I was just wondering if I could withdraw. Give me all the money! Get all the money in the bag! Put the money in the bag! Get down! Get down! Put the money in the bag! Yes, yes, you! How much you got on you? How much? Fucking talk to me! I'm talking to you! You put the money in the fucking bag! Woo, 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 woo! Siren, siren! Woo, 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 woo! Put you out! You're coming with me! Hostages! I've got a hostage! Put him down! Let him free! Let him go!
Hey, you can't do this! That's my son!
This is the chief of police. We will arrest you if you do not put down your weapons and release the hostage.
Hey, I'm taking all this money and this hostage! Fuck you! Come back! You little bastard! You're on the way! We're gonna kill you! Round this corner. I'll hide in the church. He went that way. I
don't know whereabouts he went. Right, let's run past the church. Hey, Sheriff.
Where's that bastard gone?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm out. And that is how you extract money from the bank. Oh, this is David. Over and out.
Outstanding.
Thank you very much.
Are you not worried that you've just confessed to robbing a bank?
No, because it turns out it was all a misunderstanding.
That's good.
The machine gun fire.
Yeah.
So
basically, I got very confused. I thought that's how you extract money from a bank. When I said that to the police, they were like, "Oh, Dave."
That's the thing. If you're not educated properly,
exactly.
Some would say that's white privilege. Exactly.
Well, this segment is just holding up a mirror to society.
Oh, day.
But so 3 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
A very big misunderstanding which let it down.
Also, 3 out of 10, that's, you know, it's not awful.
No.
That was bloody mental.
Thank you. Thank you.
Speaking
cheers.
Of mental things. Max, have your nightmares been? It's time for Obscene Green.
Obscene Green.
Speaking of giving Max nightmares. Right, well, you give me 8th of September this week.
I think Destiny did.
Yeah, they will have done, to be fair. And absolutely loads of shit happened. So jump in if you want to say something about this shit, obviously. But otherwise, I'll just rattle through a couple of them rather than give some questions. 1504, 8th of September, Michelangelo's Statue of David is unveiled in Florence. And I had a bit... Well...
His eyes wonky.
Look how different it is in real life. Look how different it is in real life, Max. It's beautiful. Okay. Now, 1914, the HMS Oceanic, which was the sister ship of the Titanic, also fucking sinks. They refit it for World War One, and it doesn't get sunk or anything by gunfire. Literally just... Runs aground.
Runs in the family, yes.
So, yeah, just crashes. Crashes into something that obviously can be seen from...
The Salford War Museum.
There you go. Crashes into something you'd see fucking ages away. 1965, a small ad in New York's Daily Variety attracts 437 young men who are interested in forming the world's first manufactured boy band.
I thought you said a small lad.
No.
It's like Joe Pesci.
Extra! Forget all about it! Yeah, so 437 folk turn up because they all want to be part of a boy band. And then the four people that won became the Monkees.
Wow.
So that's the first.
They were good looking, weren't they? Yeah. So that's why they put them together.
So they never, before that, bands were never made by big companies. They just became them.
Incredible. Yeah.
Wow. There you go. 1966, Star Trek first premieres. Big news, big. I love Star Trek.
I prefer Star Wars. Mate,
and in 1986, 20 years after that. You want to hit me with the.
I'll use my phaser set to stun. There you go.
Your phaser will be set to stunning, Matt.
Oh, yeah,
that guy.
And 1986, last one, Oprah Winfrey Show is first broadcast.
Wow. You get a car.
All, that all happened on September the 8th. That's my favourite one so far.
Well
loads
done.
Of shit happened.
Right on September the 8th.
Let's see what's going to happen this one.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Yeah, so true. It's out now, the Stephen Tries podcast. Yeah, so. Ended.
What should we all... should
after
we make...
shit characters.
There was a Taliban bombing on Kabul airport a few years ago, 2012.
I think. Should we all put a bet on what we reckon is going to happen on September the 8th?
No.
I reckon a volcano is going
to
erupt.
Solomon Rondon scores 50 goals in a Premier League game.
It's time for Put It To The Max.
Put it to the max.
Hi, Max, Stephen, Ryan, and Tom.
Oh.
I have a problem. Yeah, not knowing who's on the podcast. I want to share with you. I myself am a bit of a loony lefty, whilst my dad is quite the opposite. He is a classic Tory and a borderline Tommy Robinson supporter, and it causes a rift between us. We've argued many a time over it, but his opinions seem to leave me speechless every time. How do I continue a healthy relationship with my dad, as he is my dad after all, while sharing such polarising opinions? Please let me know ASAP, bless.
It's funny this one,
ASAP
because
bless is my rapping name.
This person's dad's actually been sending me messages thinking I'm Tommy Robinson. So I've been coaching them the other way. Oh, God, how crazy.
I think people get too hooked up on people's opinion with politics. There's much more to life than politics.
It's a big part, though, mate.
Yeah, don't talk about it at dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You love fart humour. If the whole dinner time was me going... You'd be like,
yeah,
man. How would
it eat? Just sound like politics out there.
Just a picture of my shit, Gavin.
Now I am hungry. Look at this turn. That's vulgar.
Turning my beef stew here.
That's not beef stew. Look at the picture.
I do actually have a similar situation with my dad. We have differing political views.
Yeah. He's a neo-Nazi.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No. He's more right-wing, whereas I'm more centre-left.
What'd you do?
Just don't talk about it at dinner time. Unless I have something to actively say about it back, then... Sometimes you just can't be bothered getting into a debate, can you?
No.
So as long as no one's forcing their opinions, and as long as everyone's polite and having cordial conversation about it, then that's fine. It's just politics can be really annoying when someone shoves it at you. You know what I mean? And it's very vitriolic in what
James Ormerod
gets wound up. Does he do that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a Tory. I'm not really Labour either. I'm just in the middle. But he just
your own thing.
Yeah, yeah. I don't really, not really bothered about it all, to be
Is
honest.
Is it hard to sleep on the fence?
Nah.
I think it is difficult when it's... Like, if my dad was a Tory, which he's not, he's a good father, then it would be difficult. I probably wouldn't speak to him about it or speak to him. I think, yeah, just don't speak to him about it. Just speak to things that you both agree on.
Mm.
Yeah.
Some people's minds aren't to be changed. The beauty of a democracy is supposed to be that everyone is entitled to their own well-informed opinion. It's when you try and force an opinion or an unfounded fact on someone to change their mind and get annoyed when they don't change their mind, that's when it's a
Although this is borderline Tommy Robinson supporter, and Tommy Robinson is just toxic. Yeah. That's the real issue there, is that
If
he's more racist,
manipulated,
isn't he?
Yeah.
If your dad's sitting there going, get him out, it will be awkward.
Yeah. Especially if he's pulling your pants.
Who's just bigger?
It never ends!
That wizard's
sleeve. You shrunk a foot! Shit! And more shit! Get out, son! Please!
I'm not talking to you, Dad. Yeah.
Change your political views.
Should we quickly role play it?
Yeah, yeah, might as well.
See, Max usually goes for the dad father figure.
Yeah,
you okay to do that?
I'll be daddy.
Who wants to be the left wing son? Do you want me?
Not me to be the left wing son.
Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking I'd be Tommy Robinson, but
no,
works well.
I'll just be. You can be the mum.
Okay,
I'll be the baby.
Yeah.
The baby. Go on, take it away.
Yeah, Doris.
Maybe that cam's done.
Yes, sweetie.
Have you seen us on TV? Is that Tommy Robinson?
Oh, don't go on about him again.
Fucking love him.
Oh, of course you do.
There, boy, get over here.
Yes, Dad.
Not you, I meant the baby. Stupid twat. You seen us Tommy Robinson on TV?
The baby doesn't want
Stupid
to be...
Stupid twat.
Yeah, the baby doesn't want to be... Point at your brother when you say that, though.
To your horrible racism, Dad.
Oh, shut up, go sit
The baby's got black feet like Jamie Foxx. And you're bullying him.
I am Jamie Foxx, son.
Oh. This is an expose. You're exposing the baby to your toxic ways.
Yeah, sure.
Bigot.
Well, he's watching the French guy, the Olympian.
Who?
Bigot.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Dad, get help.
You're stretching more than the athletes.
Oh. You hear what your brother's saying to you, son? You stupid idiot.
I'm not filling the baby's head with toxic ideas. Yeah,
you're filling it with toxic waste. That's why it's so fat. Addicted to a sour sweets.
Could be my genes. You want to get onto Reddit and read the real news?
Hit the fucking news and all news readers.
You want to read The Guardian more?
No, I read... No.
It's the final question. This week's final question is, would you rather experience the pain of having your two front teeth ripped out, but they actually stay in, or zero pain, but you lose your two front teeth?
Oh, stay in, they stay in, they stay in.
Yeah?
All day they're staying in. Yeah. No fucking chance.
So the pain of them being ripped out, then you could have like plastic ones put in place of your two front teeth.
No. In fact, I have a crack in my front teeth, so I could do with them getting a cap.
Yeah?
I like that Christmas song.
But then you could get them taken out. Pain free, and then just get fake ones.
And you're getting them for free because they're not cheap.
Pain free. Pain free.
I mean, am I getting the new teeth free or
no? But knocking them out should be free.
So my teeth one day just fall out.
They fall out, yes.
Not one day; it'll be instantly after.
And I experience no pain.
So as soon as you say one or the other, they're out,
they're
and out, you're
they
getting
fall
the pain.
Out. I have to go to my
dentist and say, right, I need two new front teeth, and they'll say, right, well, it costs this much.
Please.
There's a reason Goofy had to get them for Christmas. They're not fucking cheap.
What reference is that?
Yeah.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. That's Goofy.
That's not Goofy. It's a little girl.
No.
All I want for Christmas is my two.
You've just called a little girl Goofy, Cam.
Yeah.
She fucking looks a bugger without her teeth.
Be on the right side of history.
Drinking soup.
And Goofy had big teeth, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Just his cock.
Fucking tiny.
What say about your teeth?
Big teeth, micro penis. Fuck you, Walt Disney. I think I'm going to experience the pain.
Yeah.
Because
I'm hard.
Out, that's grim.
Yeah, like they did back in the day, some sort of torture.
Pliers and shit.
But then, would that bring your pain threshold up way higher?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
no.
Because you're used to it. It's like having a jab, isn't it?
No, I mean, after
you said you get off on danger. Why wouldn't you go for this option?
Because it's not danger. Danger is like, ooh, a bit of danger. But then you avoid the danger and that's fine. This is just no danger. Nothing's going to happen to you other than you'll experience excruciating pain.
And you, oh God, you'd have
to use the pain would be that bad. It'd probably not knock you out, to be fair. Yeah.
Also,
for a bit and then...
Because they're not actually taking your two front teeth out. Just imagine the dentist booting you in the shins really hard. That answered it. Just putting your fingers in a mousetrap.
Don't make me watch it again. Here's your transfer deadline day for Everton.
Oh, take them away.
A
31-year-old Everton player.
Get transferred to a B-wing. Allegedly.
Yeah. Right off the bat.
See the shots he's getting.
Whee! You all jabbed up?
What?
You all jabbed up?
Yeah.
Speaking of shots.
Jab of the hut over here.
Jab of the hut.
Clip that up, Jab.
I'd let them fall out and get a...
Yeah, lose the teeth, get two brand new ones.
So we're saying fake ones. Pain.
Gain.
No gain.
My nan's got... she had her teeth replaced years ago and they look great.
Yeah, she asked me for a bus seat.
Fuck off.
You're the job for your love. No.
Kapoo.
Kapoo.
Imagine if you missed him in that. You've got to knock him out if you say kapoo.
The baby's holding on when he comes.
Oh, boy.
All right.
I've been joined by David Reese.
Hello, see you later. Goodbye. Thank you.
Well, use one of those, don't worry. Max Smith.
Cheers.
Yes. Bye there.
And Cameron Green.
Please call me the Love Doctor, please.
Call the Love Doctor, yeah. Stay safe, stay humble. Ciao.